cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom. Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and we're back at it. Hey, how are you? How are you doing? How are those briefs going? Sorry you missed me last week. You know how the ad world can be. Those times when you woke up in the morning knowing that you have a day kind of planned out, and then you get a phone call in the morning. Then no, your plans are not your plans. You know, they belong to someone else. So last week I had to go and attend to some ad world things, which I think, you know, is one of the dopest things about this platform for me, is that, you know, I still somehow get to live in both worlds. You know, I get to live in the world of podcast and radio, of unscripted, uncensored, and radio, cliffcentral.com, and at the same time I still get to be in the trenches, you know. And I think that you know, it helps me to report straight from the trenches, and reporting straight from the trenches, I mean, there's some dope things happening out there, so I'm excited about that. I'm also excited to be back here. Every time like a week goes by and I'm not here, I feel like I've neglected the news. You know, I've neglected all the dope things that have been happening in advertising. But also, I feel like I've just neglected you guys. You know, so I'm back. Your boy G-Man, the ad man, is back in the building. You know, having Touch Central in this building has also kind of made. I've taken on some of the touchisms I always had before. You know, like the horn. The horn was always my thing. You know, like Touch can't say that the horn belongs to him. You know, the touch was. There we go. Boom. See, that's always been my thing. But, you know, like, saying that I'm in the building, you know. Whoa, something happened here. Whoa, something happened. Okay, cool, yeah. Saying that I'm in the building always makes me feel like, yeah, something dope is happening. There we go. We had a bit of a technical glitch there, but it's fine. I fixed it because I'm also technically inclined. You know, that's what I do. I'm also slightly technically inclined. You know, so you have to think on your feet with these things, you know. But yeah, we're good. There's some really, really dope things that happening in the ad game. Before I start breaking the equipment here, let's get into that. So I was on the net and I realized that, you know, there's something obviously amazing happening at Ogilvy Cape Town, because they've been news now that KFC Ogilvy Cape Town has won the KFC New Africa Market. So that's dope shit. I mean congratulations to you guys at Ogilvy Cape Town. Tiriso, what are you guys doing out there, man? I mean just the other day I was announcing how Ogilvy Cape Town just won the appetizer account. For the global appetizer account, and now this, you know. So for those of you who don't know, KFC has been, well, is with Ogilvy in the Johannesburg office. So I'm really interested to find out what that means for the whole group. You know, it was one of those things where you know the group just kind of like realizes that it has to expand and use all its other offices to create a bigger offering. I've always found that that's one of the big advantages of having a big advertising group. So, because what you can kind of do is just say, you know what, I'll show you the might of Ogilvy, which is not just one office. You know, the might is the fact that they're the Ogilvy group, and the might of people like FCB is the fact that they are a group. You know, they can have a they have agencies in places where other kinds of agencies can never have an office. You know, not many people have an office in Durban, guys, but these guys have offices in Durban. Ogilvy has an office in Durban. FCB, I remember, used to have an office in Durban. But I think that's what happens when you have the might of a group. So I feel like this must have been something like that. So it reads here. I'm reading straight from Mark Lives. Shout out to Herman Mason and the guys at Mark Lives. What's going on? It says that Ogilvy & Mather South Africa has been a partner of KFC in South Africa for almost 20 years. And the Cape Town agency will now manage the brand in Namibia, Ghana, Kenya, Mozambique, Uganda, Botswana, Swaziland, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Tanzania, Nigeria, Zambia, and Malawi. I mean, that's pretty much, yeah, most of it. Some guy called Duval Duploy, who's the marketing director of African Markets KFC, he says that they have bold plans for expansion in Africa and they're looking forward to taking on those challenges with Ogilvy Cape Town as their lead marketing partner. So that's dope. So that's really, really cool. I think that's dope. I think hashtag dopeness, you know, hashtag everything. You know, people, you know those people who use 100 hashtags, you know. Shout out Mr. Zolaki Shabangu, what's going on, boy? Hey, what's up? But yeah, I think, guys, there's some amazing stuff that's happening out there. I feel like you know, this is representing the country really, really well, in that our capabilities to go, you know, a lot of agencies speak about going into the African markets and doing real work out there and actually drawing from the inspiration of the countries themselves, but actually basing their work out of South Africa, I think is a really, really great thing. So I think only dope things can come out of there. What also happens a lot of the time is that these agencies have partner agencies in these countries. So I'm hoping that what's going to happen is that, you know, the collaboration with the locals is going to actually bring relevant work out there, but under the leadership and the tutelage of Mr. Tsidiso Rangaka out here in South Africa and Cape Town. So that is dope news. So fantastic. I like that horn, guys. So lest we forget, before we carry on, I want you to know that you can still hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem. That's at BLAXEM on Twitter. Or you can even hit me up on Facebook if you want. You know, hit me up on my wall. You know, don't no inboxing here. You know, hit me up on my wall. That's Grant Stolle on Facebook. That's Sithole. It's not Sitole. That's Mr. Stolle and his friends. The other way that you can get hold of us, remember, like I said last week, is that you can get hold of us on 079-748-2090 on WhatsApp, right? So remember, like I say every week, WhatsApp, guys, you're at work. Use the free Wi-Fi. You know what I mean? Use the free Wi-Fi to hit me up on WhatsApp. Get the IT guy to come through. You know, tell him to give you the password and let's get in there, right? So send me your comments. I've got a really, really dope guest with me in the studio. We'll get into that a little later. You know, a lot of the time we're on the show and we're talking about, like, you know, the guys that have made it, you know, the guys who are on their way to making it. But I always like to kind of just switch it up a little bit, you know. We've had some shows previously where we're just like, you know, how are the young people doing? You know what I mean? How are the kids? The kids are all right. You know what I mean? I can assure you that the kids are all right. Anyway, so we're gonna be talking to my guest a little later in the show. So sit tight and you'll get to find out who that is. So some more news now. I mean, if you have Instagram, right, and now on Twitter, and you follow. Some people around, and you follow people like Golisa Cheshana around, you realize like what is that guy not up to? Like, what is Golisa Cheshana not doing these days? Because I also just found out recently that Manzi's Mr. Golisa Cheshana has just been promoted. So there have been two huge promotions at Joe Public in the past couple of days. Golisa Cheshana, the big friend of the show, a friend of the show who has actually only ever been on the show through the phone up until now. But I also know why he's not here right now, because he's out there swanning around LA. If you've been on Instagram and on Twitter, you know that he's been swanning around LA with the likes of Kyle Langa and Trevor Noah. They're out there. They're out there doing big things. So that's why he's not on the show right now. But what you want to know right now is that our man, our friend of the show, Mr. Goliza Kishana, has been promoted to Chief Creative Officer at Joe Public. How crazy is that, y'all? I mean, how insane is that? What does this guy not do? Kishana, man, what's up, man? Congratulations. I think there's some really, really big news. I like to tell the story of how I first encountered Kishana in our past lives at FCB. He had just come from Cape Town, and you know, he still had that same dope spirit. Still had the same dope spirit where you knew that something dope was about to happen. And we worked on a pitch for SABC at the time, and when he gets into the show, I mean, we'll chat about it. We'll go deeper into that. I'm planning on getting Kishana onto the show as soon as he comes back from LA, and then we can get into that show into all the stuff that made the man that is now the chief creative officer. Can you believe that, of Joe Public? I mean. Speaking about the kids out there, whether the kids are all right, I mean, everyone knows that I think that's huge inspiration for everyone who's out there, that it's all possible, man. It's all possible. We've been talking about things like the transformation conversation that is the backbone of this show, and I feel like we're making huge strides in that regard. And I think Kishana, man, well done once again. But that's just one person. That's just one part of the duo that has just been promoted at Joe Public. So when I was also at FCB, I had the great privilege of working with this lady, and I mean, she is professionalism kind of personified, you know, kind of does everything too well. You know, those people who do things too well. You know what I mean? Like those people who kind of make you feel like they have more hours in the day than you do. You know, and the calm as well. You know what I mean? Those people who can keep it together when you think that guys, this is the time. The way this meeting is going, let's throw things. You know, and she was always able to stay calm and to keep things under control. So, I'm going to tell you now that Miss Kutala Gala Halton, Kutala, what's up? What's going on? Where are my horns? Yes. Kutala, what's going on? Kutala has been promoted as well. She's been promoted to Deputy Managing Director of Patrol Public alongside Mr. Gareth Legg. So dope news. Some big things are happening at Joe Public, guys. Some really, really big things are happening at Joe Public, and we're really, really excited to hear about that. I think that pairing, those two people are going to steer that place into one of those places that we can all be proud of, and I hope that all the other agencies are taking heed of this. I'm gonna choose to not be a cynic about this entire thing, and just believe that our industry is actually literally really really transforming. And I'm gonna choose to say that this is not about 2018. This is not about the fact that you guys have. I know that, especially because I know that these two people I'm talking about are consummate professionals who are going to make sure that we're going to go in the right direction. So I'm really, really excited for you guys. Hopefully you guys can have a party sometime soon. The people of this show enjoy a good invite. You know, shout out to Chieza and Pumla, the production team. I mean, we enjoy a good invite to a good party, you know. So send us an invite. You can even send it to us on Twitter, guys. Send us an invite to your party. Of celebration and in fact, you know what? We're gonna send you an invite first. You know, we're gonna send you an invite to come into the show. Let's have a chat about your promotion and your new gig. Hit us up if you're listening at BLAXEM, and let's have a chat about your promotions. Let's have a chat about Joe Public and all the dope shit that's happening out there. While we're talking about Joe Public, shout out to my homeboys GT and Pella out there, also doing big things at Joe Public. Huge shout out to those boys. Anyway, it's all happening. All the dope stuff is happening, and I'm excited. You should once again go to that Maglives website. Look at the photos they've posted there of Kishana and Kutal. I mean, thank you, leadership. You know, that is leadership, and I'm excited. I'm excited about leadership and where we're all going. So really, really well done to you guys. Well done to Joe Public for taking strides in the right direction. And you know what? They've also been. I mean, there've been some appointments all around. So I think well done to the industry. Well done. I mean, it could always be bigger strides. We could always be doing more. right? But you know, I think we should congratulate where we should give congratulations where they're due, and we should actually tell people when they're doing well. So fantastic. I think you guys are doing really, really good work out there. So dopeness. Hello. So the other thing now, right? So I was also looking through the net, and I found out, right? So these are some production news now, right? So I was looking around and I saw that another good friend of the show, who's been doing amazing things, Mr. Zwelithu Tshatebe, he has moved. Right, so what you'll know is that Zwelithu Tshatebe has been with Velocity Africa for a while now, has been with the homies, Gift and Monaring, doing big things, doing amazing things. In fact, what he's also done is that recently, you want to check out. In fact, it's going to be, I think this weekend they're going to be out at the Soweto Theatre, but he's also just produced, he's directed and written this really, really great piece of film called The Hangman. So that's really, really dope, and I think that you should go check that out. See the brother's directing prowess. But yeah, when he's not making amazing film, he also does amazing TV. So you want to go check out his reel and all the stuff that he's done. But he's just moved, right? So Zwelithu Tshatebe has just moved to Egg Films. So congratulations to the brother. You know, big things like one, obviously. You know, you're obviously also growing as a director. And you know, it's one of those things as well, you know, where you kind of feel like the leaving of the nest is a big thing. I know this for a fact because, you know, you kind of go, I've been here for a while and I've learned everything in the trade from these people. Now it's time to move on. And it's always it's quite a daunting thing. But we're excited for you, bro. We're excited for you, Mr. Zwelithu Tshatebe, and hopefully we can also get a chat with you. These guys are hard to get hold of, guys. You know, guys, the people we speak about on this show, they are busy because they are important. You know what I mean? So they're hard to get hold of. You kind of go, hey, man. Hey, how do we get hold of Zwelithu Tshatebe? He's on set somewhere, or he's doing a pre-prod somewhere. But it's exciting stuff. It's obviously the wheels in the production bus are going round and round, and I think that's amazing stuff. I think it's going to be interesting to see how he works there with guys like Mr. Sunu Konera. Shout out, Mr. Sunu Konera. What's going on? In fact, I've got a quote here by him, and he says that I've always loved Egg's work, and I've been inspired by directors like Terrence Neal and Sunu. He says that that's the level of work that I want to do. To be the best, you have to surround yourself in an environment where the best are. So I'm looking forward to strengthening my craft here. So it's really, really cool, man. It's really dope to hear that we're growing in all kinds of directions, and that you know we're knocking down them dead doors, man. You know, it's a funny thing because, as I was reading about this on the net, I saw Lebogang Rastaba posted a thing. Shout out Lebogang Rastaba, also another talented director. He says that when he was doing a thesis in China, you know, because that's what these guys do. You know, they do a thesis in China. You know, while you and I are here trying to crack briefs for things in squeeze bags, guys are writing theses in China. So Lebogang Rastaba was in China at some point doing his thesis on African cinema. And he says that, you know, I thought he was 40. When I came home and I wanted to shadow him and work for his production company, I was willing to take his kids to school even, but he turned out to be barely 27. At this stage of his career, he's mature, and is measured and is a classic filmmaker. And he was talking about Zwelithu in this article, so I found that really, really funny. Because Lebo is going to be obviously working with our man Mr. Zwelithu Tshatebe at Egg Films, because he's at Arcade, and you know they're kind of a subsidiary of the, you know how these things take many shapes, guys. They take many shapes, but it's really some inspiring stuff about how we're growing. But you know what, guys, I think generally, while we're getting into you know the how the industry is growing and how all of us are growing, I think that it's important. It's really, really important that we acknowledge all of these milestones, but also to not forget the other and remove our eyes from the prize, which is actually transforming this industry properly. Right, and I feel like, you know, I'm every time I come here and every week I come here and I announce black talent going out and doing dope things, it makes me feel like there's some real changes happening, but I also want to really, really believe that it is real change that's happening. And I mean, I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and we're talking about this idea of black excellence or black excellence, and it's a contentious issue, because you know, do you want to lead with the fact that this is black excellence that we're talking about, or are we talking about the fact that people are so damn good and just so happen to be black, you know? And for me, I feel like it's the most important part of this conversation where we're going to be able to kind of rid ourselves of the window dressing. We're going to be able to rid ourselves of just labels, just kind of going, yeah, they have a lot of black people there. But when you know that you're talking about black people who have the talent, we're talking about black people who are making the real change, then you know that this is not led by the fact that they're black people. The fact that they're black people is important. Don't get it twisted. The fact that they're black people is hella, hella important. But it is also equally important, the fact that they're talented people who are doing amazing things. So I'm really, really excited about the fact that we're growing, man. We're growing. I'm excited for the young people that are coming in, you know. You're going to be able to review now with someone who actually knows what you're talking about. You know, for a long time, you know, I've been talking to people and they're just like, hey, good enough. You know, if you have to back translate some of the things that I think we have to do, then your idea just becomes a piece of shit, because you know you've had to back translate. But now I'm excited for you guys, because I'm excited for the fact that we're going to be getting some really dope stories. We're going to be getting some really dope insights, because they're going to be going through a system that actually understands where you come from. And you know what? That's not necessarily a black white thing, but I think that it's also going to rub off on everyone around us, what we're capable of and where we come from and our insights. And it's also just all around going to inspire everyone to start making a different type of work and to find that elusive, quintessential South African work, whatever that means, because we all know it doesn't mean Leon Schuster, but we want to make the quintessential South African work that we can all be proud of, and I think that we're making great strides in that regard. So those are the news. I mean, I ran my mouth there for a little bit, but those are the news for a little bit. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a little break. Okay, but a very short one, because I, you know, let's separate the news from the exciting conversation I'm about to have with my guest here today. I'm gonna play an ad, and then I'm gonna play a track. In fact, here's what I'm gonna do. Let's just carry on. I feel like the music might actually take away from the time I want to spend chatting to my guest. So that's cool. So for those of you who might have worked at TBWA, right? And you guys, there's a lot of you. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people come through the school of advertising that is TBWA, you know. And then people tell those great stories of how they used to sleep under desks, and how people didn't go home, and didn't see their families for a while. That big thing that I was talking about the other day, where people we need to be careful. We need to take care of ourselves and take care of each other. In fact, you know what? Let's go back to that. Before I get into talking to my guest, I want to take a step back. There's an article that I read last week, and I posted on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, if you don't follow me, go to Facebook, hit me up. It's Grant Stolle. It's GrantSitole. And on Twitter, it's @BlackSim. It's @BlaXim. There's an article that I found there on the platform, and it was about another guy who had committed suicide, and they said that it was because, and I'm just paraphrasing, but they said that it was because he had worked himself to death, right? And he's in advertising, and you see, the thing about advertising is that we have this strange thing where we glorify not going home. Right, we glorify the idea of I was there, my man, I haven't gone home. You know, you went home, you came back, and I mean, still in the same clothes. And he overworked himself so much, and I drank so many Monsters and so many Red Bulls and all that. And we overwork ourselves in thinking that is a sign of some kind of commitment. Right, this guy used to work. Yeah, there we go. So this guy used to work at Dentsu. Right, so I mean, that's also testament to kind of how they do stuff out in that side of the world. You know, if this wouldn't have happened at Dentsu, we probably wouldn't have been in another place in that part of the world, because you know they kind of go in. But this is the culture in advertising. We think that it's okay for us to just get in there and commit so hard trying to prove ourselves that we forget to live our real lives. And for me, that is critical. It is hella, hella critical that we remember to live our real lives alongside the advertising. So Simon are saying to someone that it's amazing if you look on TV and you look at the amount of ads that were set at around that time around an office or in the car or at the gym, right? Because that's all creatives ever get to see. Creatives ever get to sit, only ever get to sit around the office. So there were a lot of ads that were like also based around water coolers, right? The kitchen, right? And you're like, what the hell, guys? You know, what kind of work do we think we can put out there? When we lead this, the guy who wrote this article speaks about the free range creative. But we've all been living this, the opposite of what free range creatives are, which is exactly why people go out there and become freelancers. Because we're living this life where we put people in these boxes and we expect them to just churn without actually ever going home. Because, you know, there's a beautiful phrase that I'm sure you've heard, whether you're new or not. I'm sure you've heard the beautiful phrase. When you leave at 5 o'clock and they say, oh, half day. Oh, the stupidest joke in advertising. Stupid joke. Oh, is it half day? Nah? And it's terrible because we all perpetuate that bullshit. We perpetuate that people should not go out there and lead the lives that actually are going to inspire them to come back in there and come back into the agency and do the work that we think they're capable of. So it really, really saddens me to hear stuff like that. Also because I feel like it's not very far away from us. So guys, I think it's really, really important. I cannot stress enough how much I think that, you know, we should just take care of ourselves. You know, let's take care of the person next to you. Take care of yourself. But take care of the briefs as well. You know, but take care of yourself, because I think that it's not going to be fun when we realize that a lot of us are just breaking in the name of advertising, and not making this fun. You know, a lot of us got into this game because it looked like fun from the outside. You know, even a part of that high tempo stuff was a part of the fun. But you didn't bargain on that being your life. You can't be high tempo all the time, so much so that I can't be out there doing great things. And then you look at the amount of freelancers that we have, right? And that's obviously a big testament to that kind of thing, because the freelancers are going. I mean, a boy of mine, Mr. Ross Makepeace, shout out Mr. Ross Makepeace. He commented about it as well, and he said, but that's why a lot of people are going out there to freelance, because they know that there must be another way to do this, right? And if we're not careful, we're going to lose a lot of people in this industry because of the fact that people are just going to go, I'm not going to live like that. I still want to make advertising, and I still want to make great creative pieces of work, but I don't know if I can do it under those circumstances. And we're going to lose people who are going to commit to the cause, and everyone's just going to become a hired gun, going to come in, and I'll do your job, and then I'll come to your review. I won't even commit to coming to your meetings because, you know, I'm a freelancer, and you don't want your clients seeing your freelancers. And we're literally going to hemorrhage great creative people if we don't treat them better than what we are right now. That's the preaching session done, guys. That is my Tuso Mutahung moment for this week. But I'm here every week. You can hit me up at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, if you're looking for some of those gems of wisdom. So I'm getting an indication that I am going to take a little break. Let's take like a 2-minute break, right? And then when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my wonderful, wonderful guest. By now, you know that she's from TBWA, because I kind of hinted from it. And now you also know that I'm talking to a lady. So that's cool, you know. I've never been good at secrets. So let me play a young track right now. When I come back, hit me up on Twitter about everything that we've spoken about up until now. If you want to congratulate Golisa Cheshana and Kutala, if you want to talk about this article that I'm telling you about, hit me up at Blaxim on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com, that's on Twitter, or on Facebook, that's Grant Tolle. And then you can come at me on WhatsApp as well, that's 079-748-2090. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Let me see you on the other side of this. Boom. My swag on. I look in the mirror and say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and I'm back. That was Beyonce, guys. They don't love you like I love you. But you know how much I love you, right? That's why I was dropping those pearls of wisdom. Because you know, they don't love you like I love you. But we're back. And I could see, you know, on Twitter, avid fan of the show, Miss Chloe Mutobi, says, yeah, your gems of wisdom. Yeah, that's right. That's what's up, Chloe. That's what's up. Gems all the time. Gems. Sing the gems. Sing how much gems, how much gems. And also, big huge shout out to my boy, Siabe George, out in Botswana, avid listener as well. Shout out to my Botswana massive. What's going on? Boom. I know a whole bunch of you guys are going to be coming down for Design Endeavor. Hopefully we can get one of you guys into the studio out here and have a young chat. But yeah, huge shout out to the guys in Botswana. So dope. So yeah, we're back, guys, and like I promised you before this that I've got a really great guest with me here on the show today, and you know, it's amazing. Some of the stuff that we're talking about now, I get the sense it's going to come up in the conversation that we're going to be having. This lady is doing some really, really cool things. I don't know if some of you might be familiar with a thing called Girl Talk. She's a partner of this great platform, and you know what I've always loved about advertising creatives is that it's always people who are inspired by other things and who bring the inspiration that comes from these other things into advertising that always, for me, always just kind of rise to the top, you know what I mean? So with me in the studio today, guys, is Miss Ketiwe Makubo. What's up, Ketiwe? How you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm very well. We pulled you out of work today,
yes.
Right? And I understand we pulled you out of work at TBWA. Well, tell us, what do you do at TBWA? What briefs were on your desk now when we pulled you out of there?
No briefs whatsoever.
Yeah. Please listen to that laugh, guys.
Because towards the end of serving my notice, so chilling a bit.
So you're chilling a bit. Yeah. So you're in that awkward time when
saving
people don't know.
Stuff on the server.
So you're in that awkward time where people don't know whether they can invite you to meetings or not.
People
don't know what they can say around you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, that's great though. That's great. But how long? Wait, where are you going? Where are you moving to after Hans?
I'm going to a smaller agency called Brand Contact. And
oh, hello.
Yeah.
Shout out Brand Contact. Hopefully we'll be able to hear more about you guys sometime soon. What's up?
Yeah. So I'm excited about that and like the transition from a bigger platform to like a smaller one.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the new learnings there. And
how long were you at Hunt?
I've been there for 2 years. I'm still new to this whole ad game. I'm still a baby. So first year was interning, and then second year is, which was last year, was like full time working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Shout out to all the juniors and the interns out there, guys. Yeah, we understand your struggle, guys. The struggle is real out there. It's dope. But yeah, that, I mean, that's amazing. You were there. You've been there for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And you're a designer.
Yeah.
Right. And how have you found that experience? How have you found like, you know, transitioning? Because you were at UJ, right?
I was at UJ. Yeah.
Right. So what was the transition like from you know the being in varsity, and how were you received in the agency? Because I'm just trying to, I'll tell you why I'll ask you that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you say that it was strange, it's not because that one place is strange, but I'm always worried about how we receive interns or new intake as an industry.
Yeah.
How was that experience for you?
I think for me, it was, I'm going to be very honest, it was very hard.
Yeah.
Because, and I think a lot of juniors will kind of attest to that as well. Like, you first come in and chances are you don't know anyone.
Right.
You didn't come through an uncle who works at a furniture business.
So
you kind of like walk in and it's a whole portfolio interview session.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if they take you in, like, you're... you're the happiest thing ever. Right. But once you get into the whole setup, unless they have like a system already to receive interns and like an HR department that's ready to develop and have a structural thing, it becomes very hard, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember the one thing I used to do without fail every week was walk into everyone's office and be like, hi, morning.
Also, you were one of those interns.
I was like, hi, you're going to know I'm here. Like, hi, can I help, you know?
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a struggle if there isn't any structure
like a system in
place.
I actually absolutely agree with that. Yeah. I think, but I've gotten from having conversations with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I've gotten wind that a lot of agencies have started making sure that they have some kind of plan.
Yes,
you know, because I remember also when I started as an intern back in P94, that it was tough. It was tough because people kind of just didn't know exactly what to do with you. So it just like stuff you in a corner.
Yeah.
And your learning was you know, kind of happened at your own pace.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool, man. So I mean, being a designer at TBWA, did you find were some of the bigger challenges that you faced on a day-to-day basis from being an intern slash junior?
I think it's kind of like allocation of work was like the biggest thing, because you first coming in, so you're like ready to accept whatever comes. Like,
yeah, but I push it in.
Mounting, I'm going to mount like nobody's business.
People still mount out there.
We
guys.
Still mount. I've got injuries.
Le mounting. Because in the digital age, la mounta.
La mounta, you know?
Is it?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing, the biggest problem is that the work allocation becomes very difficult because people don't get to understand what you do and what your skill set is, you know, and what you bring to the table. So, and I realize with a lot of places that conversation never happens.
Yeah.
So you kind of like take whatever you can get, and people will be like, you can actually do that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And then,
because I remember there was a time when some of my designer friends were really, really frustrated in the sense that they were treated as art directors.
Yeah.
Right? Because that line is also like, it blurs very quickly. Yeah, you know? So like, and also because you're not getting any briefs on your table.
Yeah.
You just kind of go, fine, I'm a designer, but I'll take an art direction brief.
Yeah.
Right? Because it actually gets you active.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that what happened to you as well?
Yeah. So it's also running the risk of not letting that muscle kind of die out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Keep your tool, must stay sharp.
Like you're eager, you're straight from varsity, you like want to show up, you know?
Yeah.
So even if the lines are blurred, like you go into it, you know, you jump in head first and you're like, if it's art direction, I've never understood the distinction
between design
quite
and art
frankly.
Direction. Yeah.
I don't know if it's the way my brain is wired or whatever else, but like I've never really understood the whole distinction between it, because for me it's like the same creative output.
I got you, well there are slight differences, but I mean it's fine. I think I'm happy with you being kind of, you know, visual and graphic agnostic like that, because I think it helps us all helps us all going forward, because we've all started existing in that time, especially as creatives, where you know, you can't just say
all I do is
I write 30-second radio spots, because we're all about more than that.
Can't be analog in a digital,
boom. Can't be analog in a digital, boy. Yeah, can't be a cassette. Yeah. Anyway, so tell me, this is like I mentioned before, there's a really, really great project that I hear you're working on.
Yeah.
So tell us about Girl Talk and what that is.
So Girl Talk is my little baby, my NGO that I run with my partner Nhlanhla Buthelezi.
Shout out Nhlanhla Buthelezi, who couldn't be here, but you know, shout out. We shout everybody out. Okay. Yeah.
So she's actually a teacher at a girl school, which is perfect. So what we do is we visit schools Soweto, and we talk to these girls. We bring in like powerful female thought leaders to just stand in front of them and have a conversation with them, you know. And what happens is, I think the light bulb goes on for a lot of these girls, and they realize that some of these dreams that I have are actually attainable.
That's right.
It's standing right in front of me, and I can ask it, Kuti, when, how did you get here, and how was your journey? And you'll find like similarities in that journey, you
know? That's right.
So that's for me, that's my biggest drive, is just to bring up the girl child in a space where they know that they can thrive in this world, you know, and where everything is set up against you. It's like you can still thrive.
That's really, really cool. I like that a lot, man. I like it a lot because I mean, on the show we always talk about, you know, for me, transformation is in those two key areas for me. We have to get black people more prominent in advertising. We have to get more black people into advertising, and we have to make sure that our female agenda is taken care of and is given the attention it deserves.
Yes.
So I think that's really, really cool. So I mean, we're in that now. How have you found that then? Do you find that you're surrounded by enough inspirational black females in advertising? And how do you think in your mind? How do you think we can kind of change that?
Yeah, I think for me, from the 5 minutes that I've been in advertising, I just want to place everyone's perspective in mind that not an authority on this.
That's
thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's right.
So I think for me, my experience.
That's what happens, guys. When you still have youth, you have the power of disclaimers.
You must respect the elder, guys.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So I think for me, my experience has been like there hasn't been a lot of female, you know, that I've come across within my space. And
has that been a hindrance for you?
Not really for me, but I can see why it would be a hindrance for someone else.
Right,
coming into the space and they kind of hoping for that, to see someone like you.
On a
certain platform. But for me, it hasn't been a hindrance in that I've never looked for validation in that form. I know what I'm good at and what I'm capable of.
Boom.
You know?
So that's what's up. Yeah. Yeah, what do you want?
So I've never looked for kind of like praise. I actually shy away from praise.
Yeah.
Funny enough. But I know my strengths and I know my capabilities. But I think it would be great going forward to have more black females in like gatekeeping positions, decision-making positions. So that it shifts the whole tone and feel of the game, because it's still very much masculine and even the work that's coming out is very much in that masculine. I think it'll add a different dynamic to it and it'll encourage more girls to actually stay, because a lot of them come in but they end up not staying.
Sure.
You know?
Wow. Look, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I've always thought that, you know, there's always been like a tier of inspirational black women in advertising. Well, when I came in, the likes of Osma Sarame when I was at FCB, and Nununchingila at Ogilvy, and that's great because I felt like when I came in, there was always, you know, like those mummy type figures.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where you kind of go, it's possible. You know, there's an older black woman who can do this stuff. And for me, I was privileged to be able to come in and have, you know, without walking in and finding people like Wing Wing Glula, who was there. I didn't aspire to necessarily be like him, you know, also because he had dreadlocks, you know, and that was going to work for me. Shout out Mr. Mglula. And the likes of Tidiso himself, you know? But it did help for me to kind of go, to be able to put kind of a marker
to
at
point,
a place and say, you know what,
it
is possible, especially when we're dealing with an industry that we know has always been struggling with whether it's possible or not, because also people fall off to the wayside a lot. So I understand how important that is. Mm. But I want to chat about that article that I spoke about earlier. You know, the idea of kind of the exertion, you know, and how much you push yourself into that. Do you think that the way I mean, I represented it earlier as well, and I know a lot of people represent it. Do you think that's accurate? Do you think it's accurate? That's exactly what's going on out there, or am I just being sensitive? You know what I mean? Am I being a softy? And I must just get over it, as Safra Sindhu would say.
No, I think we kind of expect it to bend time. You know, time becomes very abstract when there's a deadline.
Right.
Let's
find another 2 hours
like,
somewhere.
You must just, you know. Like, I even said it to someone, like, just going to the bathroom, you're like, ish, but I need to finish this vector quickly then.
But that can't be healthy.
It's not healthy at all. And for me, like, personally, because I'm a workaholic, you know, it's something that I had to, like, you know, take some self-care time and be like, girl, like, you're working yourself, you know, you're gaining weight because you're eating eating all these, you know, and exercising as well, like, all those stuff factor in. So I think for me, because I've been doing a lot of research on self-care and self-love, it kind of like, you know, kind of made me like stop a bit and be like, actually, you need to leave at a decent hour and you need to come in at a decent hour as well. And if there are those moments where, you know, push comes to shove.
And that's absolutely right. I mean, I'm also not saying that we should all leave at five every day, because also, you know, like, there are times when that brief comes in and it's a quick turnaround and you might, but once that becomes the norm, then you know that you're doing something absolutely wrong.
I think for me, once that becomes a norm, how I look at it is like, there's a crack in the system.
Right.
So certain people need to be sitting down and having certain conversations. Because it becomes very important to look after your staff.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think that's so important.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of conversations with people where they don't have a life outside of work. And these are young men, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and a girlfriend, it's hard.
Maybe that's what they must do. You know those men's clinic adverts that they play during the football? Maybe sometimes.
Those awkward ones
that they play during the football. Maybe those men's clinic guys need to start coming around advertising agencies and tell young men about the dangers of not going home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because obviously, I mean, we make a joke about it right now, but I mean, it obviously has a huge effect on your personal life.
Yeah, it has a huge.
And I mean, have you seen it kind of affect any people around you?
I think I haven't, but like, you can tell by certain habits that they develop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And heavy. Not even taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
And, like,
my personal hygiene just goes out the window.
I think I'm going to put it like, trying to be diplomatic.
Hey, I know the studio sometimes. But like that. And it's not a time. People are not going home to take a young shower.
You know, there's no hygiene, goes out the window, and it's like, guys, no. It has to be you first, because that also shows up in your work.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, this is something that's really, really, like, it's close to my heart, because I feel like, you know, we joke about it, we laugh about it, but it actually is, I feel like, it's one of the reasons why people eventually leave advertising. Yeah. People use advertising as kind of a stepping stone to the other things that they discover they actually love and can actually have a level of sanity about, right? Because of stuff like this.
Yeah,
because,
and like, people develop, these, what do you call them, anxiety, depression, and all these things, and it becomes problematic because you're required to perform even in that stage.
That's right. Which actually, in a very strange way, it's counterproductive for advertising, because you're going to get nothing out of that person. You know what I mean?
Damaged.
You know what I mean? Damaged, guys. We talk about damaged. Good child. So let's go. Hit me up. That's at Blacksemits, at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at cliffcentral.com. And for whatever questions you might have for Ketiwe about Girl Talk, about the stuff we're talking about right now. So tell me, Ketiwe, what are your plans for Girl Talk? You know, how big, and how do you plan on juggling that and with your advertising life?
So how I've done it so far is, what we do is we're very realistic with our kind of expectations and our dreams.
Okay.
And we kind of stretch them out for
dreams
longer.
And realistic sound like an oxymoron.
They contradict themselves.
Yeah.
But it's back to that self-care thing. And what we do is we kind of stretch it out for longer periods. So if it takes us longer to achieve a certain goal, we don't see it as a hindrance or whatever else. We know that we're working towards it. You know, we're not dormant or anything like that. So the big dreams for Girl Talk is at some point to have a show on Cliff Central, throwing it out there.
Boom! What's going on? They're coming, guys, I told you.
And then also have road shows and camps for these girls, because most of them don't actually get to leave the province.
Right.
So that's also something that we have in the pipeline. And then we also have a book that we currently writing, and contributors have been served there, you know,
requests,
and it's coming together very nicely.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. So how can people get hold of you? I mean, like if anybody wants to kind of, you know, be a part of Girl Talks Initiative or wanting to, like, you know, contribute to this book even. Yes. You know, where do people get hold of you?
So they can get us on via email. It's girltalk@gmail.com.
Com. Yeah.
And then they can get us on Twitter. It's Girl Talk. What's that drop thing?
Yeah. Underscore. What's that drop thing? I know, guys. Underscore. You guys are great, guys. Yeah, let's go again. Let's kiss.
So on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, it's girltalk_IZE.
Okay.
And that's where you can get a hold of us.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's really, really dope. And you know what? I'm secretly hoping in my heart of hearts that a lot of girls get directed in our direction, right? In the direction of advertising.
Yeah.
So that we can actually start being able to cultivate that kind of that tier of advertising young black women that I think is really, really important.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think guys, there's been so much we got into. Thank you so much for coming through, Kitty. It's been an honor having you here. It's always great having an insight into, you know, the young people who are in the game right now and how they see it from having just walked in through the door, because it also gives us kind of it gives an idea of what we have to change, what we need to work on about ourselves, and how we can try to make sure that we don't lose people like yourselves. And I'm just glad that we're not losing you to advertising entirely.
Yeah.
That you're going to just a smaller agency.
Now I'm still around for a bit.
That's what's up. You know, we're bangers of pressure. You know, because I'm clearly by a presser. So so I'm really, really excited that we're not losing him. But guys, I mean, it's been another hour. Can you believe that the hour's flown by? I think that it's because, hey, you know, it is time. It is time for the show to grow to more time. But I think we're making huge strides in that regard as well. But thanks once again for hanging out with G-Man the Ad Man. It's been dope. It's been really, really dope. I mean, and there's some things in the pipeline that I can't tell you about yet, but there's some dope things that are coming up. You know, you're gonna like G-Man the Ad Man and the shape and the look it's gonna take in the next couple of weeks. So dope. But hit me up. Remember, hit me up. That's at Blaxem, at BLAXEM on Twitter. On cliffcentral.com, and you know, if you have anything you want to say, if any ideas for the show, you know, if you have any ideas of what you think you would like for us to cover, hit me up on Facebook as well. You know, inbox me on Facebook if you have any opportunities that you think you might want to exploit on this show. You know, but exploit, let's use that word exploit very loosely, because I'm not going to let you guys exploit me. I mean it's been another dope week of advertising. There are some dope ads out there. There are insurance ads out there, but I mean, guys, let's not. But I mean, let woo! Ask. I mean, I try not to throw gems, but some adverts just ask for it. But let's not spend too much time on it. But guys, have yourself a fantastic week. Get the podcast. Go to cliffcentral.com. The podcast is going to be up in less than an hour. Get the podcast. Play it for your moms. We didn't swear too much. Play it around the office. You know, for the guys who haven't heard it, you know, I can't believe that there might be people out there who still don't know that you know, G-Man the Ad Man, your boy, is on every Wednesday, or that the podcast exists. So play it out there. Play it for your whole studio. Play it for your interns, because there's some stuff that we spoke about today that your interns need to hear. Play it for your boss, because there's some stuff that happened here today that some interns want your boss to know about. So let's have us a great week of advertising, and most importantly, guys, let's take care of ourselves, let's take care of each other, and let's take care of the ad game. And like I say every week, you know, if the show was on a Wednesday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man. Let me see you again next week. Boom.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly, money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't.
With G-Man the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man the Ad Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Clipcentral.com.